Hello.
Hello.
Calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. We would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you're not going to vote?
I will vote.
Okay.
I will certainly vote.
Gotcha. What is your age, please?
48. 47.
Okay, thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
Probably a 4.
A 4? Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Sherrod Brown, a senator, is the first one.
I don't know. I don't keep up on it. I have to do some research.
Okay. Donald Trump as former president.
All I know is I'm voting Democrat.
Okay. Do you disapprove strongly or somewhat of Donald Trump as former president?
What's this for?
We want to ask a few questions about issues facing the community and nation. We're just going to ask some political questions, too, very briefly.
Well, who's it for? Who's it for is why I'm asking.
I work for National Opinion Surveys. That's the company I work for.
Well,
it's an independent study, so.
Well, if it's an independent study, I think you have to be an idiot not to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, it's pretty obvious what's going on.
Okay. So, in regards to Donald Trump's job as former president, do you approve or disapprove?
Well, I approve. I just don't trust anybody. Is my vote going to count this time?
I understand. And do you approve somewhat or strongly?
Well, strongly.
Okay.
Approve.
What about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman? Do you approve or disapprove of her job?
I don't know, honestly. I haven't been keeping up on it.
Okay. And what about Joe Biden as president?
Obviously, I completely disapprove.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, just tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you haven't heard of them or you don't have you're unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. We're starting with Democrats in Congress.
Okay. Oh, obviously I disapprove.
Okay. Are you very unfavorable of them or somewhat only?
Very unfavorable.
Very, okay. What about Donald Trump? Very favorable? Somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. What about Derek Marin?
I'm not sure who he is. I have to.
Okay. Have you heard of him? Or no?
I just quit keeping up on everything because you're mad every day and you do keep up on it. So I don't know who he is.
Okay, no problem. Also, Republicans in Congress.
Okay. Well, most of them are all right. There's a few dirty ones in there.
Okay, so favorable, unfavorable, somewhat, very?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable. Okay.
Yeah.
Marcy Kaptur is the next one.
I'm not sure who she is.
Okay. First Energy.
I'm not sure.
Not sure? Okay. Joe Biden.
Well, honestly, I'm unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Well, very. Very.
Very. Gotcha. Thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Probably Donald Trump, because he loves this country.
Gotcha. Forgot to mention that we're halfway done, so I appreciate your patience. Moving on, if the election for Senate were held today and candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
You know, there are a couple of decent Democrats, so I'd have to do my research. I'm not familiar with either one.
Okay, but if the election was today and you have to decide right now, which candidate would you lean towards?
Well, I probably lean towards Republican.
Okay. Gotcha. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Mayer?
Well, I would probably vote Republican. But some of them are crooked, too, so I would do my research before I voted for any of them.
Okay, so you would probably lean towards Republican?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for her?
I'm not sure, honestly. I can't answer that because...
No problem. No problem. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. It says, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who's been in Washington for over 40 years. She's become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely, doesn't make a difference, it makes you more likely to vote for her, or if you think it's not true, you can say that too?
If it's true, I would definitely not vote for her, much likely not to vote for her.
Okay. All right, now we're almost done, so I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, makes no difference. If it makes you more likely to vote for them, you can tell me that, or if you don't think it's true, you can say that too. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
Well... I don't know, because it might not be true, because you don't know what to believe anymore.
Okay. Gotcha. So you don't think it's true, correct?
There's a good chance it's not true. But right. It could be. So, I mean, I don't know enough about the politicians. Like I said, I don't keep up on it anymore. I used to a couple of years ago, but I just quit.
Right. You don't know Derek Marin specifically, based on what you've been sharing with me, right? That's all right.
No.
Remember, this could actually help you and give you a little insight so you can, you know, if you desire to, you can, you know, do a little bit of research and find out if this is, you know, true or not, right? Just to give you ideas.
Yeah, because I'm not going to vote for somebody if I don't know
right,
who they
I
are.
Get that.
You know, just because.
Right. Yeah, I know what you're saying. That's why I'm saying, like, maybe this will help you give you a little insight, right? So
yeah.
I'm just going to go through these statements, and it's fine if you don't. Remember that there are no wrong or right answers, right? So
okay.
We really appreciate your participation. So the next statement says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job and to get workers' compensation, Marin voted no on that too.
Okay. Well, I would probably not vote for him then because I think if all these illegal aliens are entitled to our tax dollars, then they should definitely be entitled to them.
Okay, so just to make sure.
Vote for him.
Okay, does this make you much less likely to vote for him, or just somewhat, just a little?
Probably less likely.
Sorry, which one? Much less or somewhat less?
Probably somewhat less.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. So the next one says, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age.
Well, I would definitely be less likely to vote for him then.
Okay. All right, moving on. In the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Okay. Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
I'm sorry. Probably much less.
Much less. No worries. Okay.
Yeah.
So two more statements to go. It says Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marin supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments.
Less likely. I'm on the phone. Hold on.
Much less or somewhat less? No problem, sir.
Much less. Much less.
Okay. Now, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
Okay, definitely much less likely. And that's Darren Marin.
Derek,
I'll remember him.
Marin. Yeah, Derek.
Derek Marin. Okay.
So, based on what you just heard, what's the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for Marin?
I wouldn't vote for him. No. No, he's not for us. Obviously, not for the people. He's for himself. He's probably taking cuts or.
Okay, give me one second. All right, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, For whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Katcher or Republican Derek Merritt?
Probably Marcy.
Marcy, okay.
Yeah.
And
probably.
What would you say is... Right. Oh, okay. Well, give me a second. So you're saying that you probably lean towards her.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. All right. What would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merritt?
Well, he's not for the people, obviously. I mean, not for us. He's just making it harder for everybody. Everything about him, so far, it sounds like he don't care about us, the people that he works for.
Okay. He works for... Okay. Okay. So we're almost done now. I just have the last couple of background questions. What's the last year of schooling you have completed, sir?
High school. 12th grade.
High school. Okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican. Just for the fact of Donald Trump, honestly. But if it wasn't for him, I'd be independent.
Okay, so would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong?
Probably, I would definitely consider myself a Republican over a Democrat for sure, but not so. I mean, what were the answers? What were the options?
Well, actually we have a strong Republican, not so strong Republican, or you could also choose being an independent leaning towards Republican.
Okay, independent leaning towards Republican.
Okay. Republican, okay. How important is politics to your personal identity?
Not very.
Okay. So not too important?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, I don't let it dwarf my life, or you know what I mean. But I mean, I think everybody within the past 4 years or 8 years have been more involved in politics than ever. Myself, because I never was at all. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Gotcha. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey, and I really appreciate your participation. Hope you have a great evening, sir.
Oh. Okay. Thank you. I hope
thanks
this is
help.
Used for the right purpose. That's my only concern, because you can't trust anything what's going on these days.
Yeah, I know. Got to be safe out there. But I really appreciate your help. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.